Welcome back for another episode of Locked On Pac-12. We will be discussing Arizona Wildcats versus BYU, recapping that game, and also previewing the game that they will have coming this weekend, which is the San Diego State matchup. So a lot to talk about. We will be joined by Michael Luke. Got a lot going on here in the Pac-12 world.
On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. This episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. Everything you will ever need for your car auto parts. Make sure you head on over to rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. I am now joined by Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. How are you doing today, Michael?
Doing great, Cindy. Always great to be here. And we actually have some live football to talk about.
I know. So exciting. So exciting. Different days now. We've been doing all this preseason and off-season talk. And now that we actually have football here and something to judge, it's great. And I will say this, Michael.
What's up?
Everything that's been said about your Wildcats, I don't believe that it's true.
All right.
I do not believe that it's true.
All right. Make the case. Are you saying there's too many haters out there?
I definitely think there is. I think there's more hope for the Wildcats than people are giving them credit. I do think they're living up to the expectation of what they said they would. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder. They're coming back for revenge and redemption this season. I saw it against BYU. Although they did lose, I still saw glimpses of something to be happy about. What about you?
You know what? Cindy, you're a wise woman because, you were sticking up for him a little bit more than I was this past year. Let's be honest, this whole offseason. And they really did impress me. I know Arizona lost, and I know they were down 21-3. But I expected them to kind of get bullied off the field, and that never happened. As a matter of fact, you watch it, and the closer – or if anything, it felt like Arizona was the one that was running on more munitions at the end than BYU was. It was a great performance, I thought, on both sides of the ball, all things considered. I came away incredibly enthused.
Yeah, I was following along on Twitter and seeing people talk about the game. A lot of people were more concerned about BYU than they were Arizona. They were saying that, like, this isn't the team that they expected to see from BYU. But I feel like that bodes well for Arizona. It speaks to how much they have actually put in this weekend, over this offseason for this opening weekend and just this season to come. So I'm excited for them. I want to talk about some of the good things that you saw in this game. I definitely think you might have a quarterback who may have emerged. Could be wrong. Could be off, but it seems like Gunner might be the one that may take that starting position.
Yeah, I mean, you watch him, and it was impressive what you saw out there. This was a guy that I think, again, it was difficult to not be impressed by what, especially with the way that he started out. But then after that, he started making some big league throws, made some big time connections out that I didn't know that he could do. And honestly, I was a little circumspect as to whether that would actually happen or not, Cindy. He started out with a ton of checkdowns, and then after the checkdowns, he basically then got to the point where he was making plays. I mean, he was stretching the field. He made some, he made some dumb turnovers. There's no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, that stuff's going to happen. There's no doubt about that. And I'm totally okay with that. The fact he threw for over 300 yards. Sure, you'd like to be able to get more points than they got. But you know what? At the end of the day, I thought he acquitted himself pretty well. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, like, yes, they have things to work on. And I think that was across the board for every Pac-12 school, even the ones that won. You know, this was a tough weekend for the Pac-12. We saw Oregon have a player go down in a big name, Kayvon Thibodeau. And, we've been talking about him all season. UW not looking as great as we expected them to. USC won, but still had moments where it was like, okay, we expected more than this. And UCLA is looking like the front runner for the Pac-12 South right now. Like, they're putting out a great performance.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought they were the best team in the I think they're the best team in the conference. Now, you know, things could change a little bit. Who knows?
Right.
But the way that they manhandled LSU, and again, I get that this isn't a great LSU team, but generally you're looking at a team that's probably had a top five recruiting class for the last 39 years.
Yeah.
And for UCLA to kind of just push them around right there really, really impressed me, to be honest with you. I was thrown off by that. It was very impressive. I think they're the best team in the conference right now.
Yeah, I'm here for the underdog moments because, you know, it just makes for a better season. I'm not a UCLA fan. I'm obviously still rooting for the Trojans, but I'm always here to see teams emerge from the dust. And I'm liking what I'm seeing from Arizona right now. We definitely saw what we expected to see from Stanley Berry Hill, although he had no touchdowns, 12 receptions for 102 yards. Definitely expect to see him be more involved in the offense as the season goes along, and he will get those touchdowns. They will come.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, Jed Fish, when he talked in the presser about him, was not at all concerned about Stanley Berryhill getting some touchdowns. He basically just said, you know, all right, Stan did everything we need from him. Now it's time to get some touchdowns. So generally, if a coach is concerned about that, they're going to say something to that effect that, well, we need to do something differently. I think that he just looked at it and said to himself, well, you know what? We're not quite where we need to be at that point around the field. But Stanley Berryhill had no bearing on that saying whatsoever.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, we will continue to talk Arizona Wildcats, the good, because it seems like there's more good to discuss than bad, but then we will touch on some of the bad and still to come preview into San Diego State. But, you know, I love to give you guys an opportunity to save some money, and rockauto.com is the best way to do that. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So rockauto.com is here for you to save time and money. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership when you have Rock Auto at your dispense? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you can need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Now, Michael, we, you know, we're touching on the good stuff we saw out of the Wildcats.
Let's just leave it at that.
Huh?
Let's just leave it at that. What do you say?
No, we can't. We wouldn't be doing our fans a service if we didn't share, you know, the things that we do know the Wildcats need to work on still. Now, do not be upset or anything about that, because every Pac-12 school that played this weekend has things they need to improve on, including UCLA, where, you know, the team we're saying that could possibly be the best team right now. So, mm-hmm. Arizona put up a great fight up against BYU. Great opening game for sure. But what are some things that you feel like they need to key in on this week to get ready for San Diego State?
You know, I mean, first and foremost, I think that you need to be able to get to the quarterback. Now, Don Brown has made a point that that they're going to get after the quarterback, and that, you know what, he's not going to sit back and relax. And that was true. I mean, you watch the game and there's no doubt about it. There was not an issue with that at all. But the problem is you didn't get to the quarterback. You put pressure on it. The 8 tackles for loss, I think, was very indicative of what we're talking about. But 8 tackles for loss needs to also be augmented by sacks. So they also need to be able to get to the quarterback. And I think that was something that Don Brown was probably a little disappointed in. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think you're probably going to be okay with everything, because quite frankly, this was a group of guys right here that, you know, fought. And yes, they didn't get to the quarterback, but they also showed some real capacity to be able to get after the quarterback. I would imagine come against San Diego State, you're going to see more of that. You're going to see more of a concerted effort to not only get to the quarterback, but be able to get him to the ground. And I think that's certainly what you're looking for if you're, I think that's what you're certainly looking for if you're a team like U of A right now, where you don't have a ton of talent to begin with.
Yeah, I think there was a lot more positive to talk about from this team than negative. Pro Football Focus noted that Arizona had the fourth fewest missed tackles in the country. And that's huge for the Wildcats defense. Just considering where they came from last season, they Pro Football Focus ranked them 73 for their tackling grade, and that's better than any grade they received all last season under a different coach. So it's clear that the coaching that's in place right now is making a difference. The players are taking to the coaching. They're taking to, what's being put in place. And you can tell it's a little different vibe right out the gate.
It's a totally different vibe. And, you hear all the time, and, Cindy, we always talk about it, but you were a Division I athlete. You're used to coaches talking about, cliches and, we're going to do this. We're not going to be pushed around out here. But a lot of times, though, it just kind of rings hollow a little bit. It feels like you're not being totally, you're basically just talking to talk. That's not what I got with, that's not what I got with, Jed Fish at all. Everything he said was pretty much on point in that, we're going to stay with the ground game. We're going to try to get after the quarterback. And quite frankly, they did a pretty good job of everything that they had talked about this season or, going into this year. And there's a lot to build on from this. There really is, even in areas where they struggled.
Yeah. I really enjoy the fact that even through a loss, there's so many positive aspects to take out of it. None of the Wildcat players should be upset. I know winning is the goal and you always want to win. So yes, there's always going to be that factor of being upset, walking away with a loss. But considering where they came from last season and just seeing the competitive nature of them, I definitely think it's going to be a different season for them. They're going to definitely get more wins and be put into position to surprise the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that they're not going to, I don't think they're going to win a ton of games, but I will say this, Cindy, and I'm going to agree with you here. I think that they showed enough though, where you're like, all right, what else you got here? I mean, there's certainly something to work with here. That's to me really what they showed there. And, honestly, going into this game, I think did a couple different interviews, and I want to say that it was like, I was going with scores of like 34-13, 41-17. And I was way off the mark on all those there. I mean, that was a much, much more competitive game than that. And that's something that you really have to tip the cap to the coaching staff because, while Arizona played well, there's still not a ton of talent on this team. You don't look at it and say, all right, well, there's an NFL guy. That's not really the case right here. So, I mean, Don Brown and Jed Fish have to get a ton of kudos for what they were able to put out there.
All right. Well, coming up next, we will dive into that preview of Arizona versus San Diego State. Got to hear what Michael thinks about this matchup and who he is taking, even though he doesn't say the Wildcats will win too many games this year. We'll see if he changes his mind about
this next, right there.
Yeah, we'll see what he says about this next matchup. For those of you that may struggle with sweating, I have a product for you. It is Sweat Block. It is doctor created, doctor recommended. They have Sweat Block wipes, Sweat Block deodorants. It's so much to use and utilize. And I would not be giving you any info about this product without having tried it myself. I have tried it. It's dry shirt guarantee. And if Sweat Block doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. So that right there should tell you how great of a product it actually is. If you're someone who excessively sweats and not just, in the summer months, but even in the winter months, out of nervousness, anxiousness, whatever the case may be, this is the product for you. It's perfect for securing your confidence in public when you have to give like public speeches, you're going on a date or an interview, whatever the case may be, Sweat Block antiperspirant wipes are for you. Stronger and more effective than most clinical antiperspirants. You simply apply it at night before bedtime and then go to bed. The next morning you wake up, wash, and go about your day without worrying about sweat. Definitely still use deodorant, though. That don't stop using deodorant. I know it sounds too good to be true, but I literally have used it and have seen such a difference. I'm not afraid to wear my white shirts anymore. Not afraid to be, you know, get a stain or something. That is not a concern. So if you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out Sweatblock. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON or at Amazon and CVS. Now, football is back. That's very clear. We're talking college football. If you're into betting, then betonline.ag is the number one spot for all your pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest. Open now at Bet Online. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Is make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25. For new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. So BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. So don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts, and make sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON for more perks. Michael?
What's up?
It's time for you to give us the San Diego State preview. Now, San Diego State is coming into this game 1-0 after winning their opener. Arizona's coming into his 0-1, but I will say I would not be surprised if their confidence at this point is a lot higher than what it might have been, you know, coming in from that offseason.
Oh, I totally agree. I thought going into this game that San Diego State was going to win, but you know what? For Luke's Locks, I'm actually going with the Arizona Wildcats right here. I think they win this game straight up. San Diego State, I thought, was less than impressive against New Mexico State. I think they were down 10-0. They got some terrible quarterback play. And I think Arizona, honestly, is just much as better than I certainly thought. And you know what? I mean, if they're better than I thought, they're better than a lot of people thought. But, but, you know, joking aside, I think San Diego State's going to be a team that's going to be able, or that's going to have some real problems against Arizona. And I think that, honestly, I think that you're looking at a team that's probably, it's a pick'em game, Cindy. I think Arizona's going to win by about 10 points. I really do.
Okay, look at how quick things change. Mm-hmm. Before, Michael was not on. He was like, "I'm a Wildcat fan, but I'm not on the Wildcat train for this year." And just that quickly, he's already being able to see the light and have more faith in his Wildcats. Mm-hmm.
I gotta defer to Cindy on this stuff.
I'm saying, as a Washington State Cougar fan, okay, someone who sat through 4 years of struggle, I know when the tides are going to turn for a team. I see it. And I think the first part of that was the new head coach and the new coaching staff coming in, because it's just something fresh, right? You also have a good amount of returners coming. And while it may be hard to get players to buy into what a new coach is saying or whatever within the first year, I think a lot of these players felt a lot of hurt and, you know, like just tough stuff that they had to deal with last season, not even thinking about the COVID part of it, just the losses, you know, and being looked at as like the joke of the Pac-12. No one wants to be in that situation. So I do think they came in this with the mindset of like, we're turning this around at the minimum to get respect.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I mean, they've talked about it. Arizona's used the phrase, it's personal. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of times it's kind of a rolling eye emoji right there. It's personal. Well, what does that mean? But it's a little bit different. I mean, you looked out there and it looked like a team that was taking some of what people like Mike Luke were saying, you know, to heart and saying, all right, wait a second here. We're better than you guys think. And they went out there and they showed it, Cindy. I mean, this was a team that I thought, really play. I mean, they vastly outperformed my expectations on both sides of the ball. They were Arizona played, I thought, about as spirited as you could have possibly hoped for. Again, I was incredibly impressed by what I saw.
All right. Well, it's, you know, I'll say this. It's going to be even more exciting because it's a home opener for the Wildcats. And I don't know, Michael, you tell me, do you feel like the Wildcats will show up and show out?
I do. I think this is going to be a game where, you know what, if you want to go to betonline.ag, I would throw in some big coin right here on the U of A to win this game and to win this game straight up. I think that they cover this one. Obviously, I think they're going to win and it's a pick 'em game, but I think they're going to win this game with points to spare. I really do.
Okay, you heard it here first from Locked On. Luke's Locks. I got to remember that
for sure.
It flows smoothly,
it's
but
catchy,
you know,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's very catchy, tongue twister though. From Luke's Locks. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
Really, there you go.
There we go. If you're interested, though, in, you know, learning more about betting for this week or getting some inside tips, the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling is where you want to be. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. And, you know, Michael Luke is providing you with everything you need to know about the Wildcats over on Locked On Wildcats. Uh-huh. He joins us at least once a week on this show, but he has a lot more in-depth analysis throughout the week over there on Locked On Wildcats. So make sure you're checking that out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And then you can follow along on Twitter at Locked On Wildcats, at @LO_Pac12. And then our handles are _Cindy Robinson and at @IronMikeLuke. Always available to chat. We're putting up content there. We have now kicked off the YouTube channel for the Locked On Pac-12. Yeah. So you can go watch these. Make sure you hit subscribe and comment in the comments. Chat amongst yourself. Tell us what you want to see and hear from us on a regular basis. But other than that, make sure you stay locked on the Pac-12 on Locked On Network.
Boom.